Walla Wani. Welcome to Earth Matters, environment, social justice stories from Australia and around the world. Produced at the studios of 3CR on Wurundjeri country in Naam, Melbourne, and broadcast across this continent via the Community Radio Network. I'm your show host, Beck Horridge, and I do pay respects to the elders, past, present and emerging. Today's show was made in Mulubimba on Awabakal and Warromi country. Today we take a look back at the 2025 People's Blockade of the world's largest coal port. This was deemed a success. Three coal ships were blocked across 2 days. The port was forced to close for a whole day due to the blockade action. Between 8,000 and 10,000 people came, increasing from last year's 7,000. 11 arrests were made on Saturday, 130 arrests made on Sunday, with more the following day. 18 of those arrested were juveniles, and many were seniors. The Rising Tide Protestival, it's a festival and a blockade where people can camp overnight. There are panel discussions, workshops, musical gigs, and direct action demonstrations against the Newcastle coal export facility. First, we'll hear from Grace Goldman, 17 years old, from Youth Rising, explaining to Vivian Langford the goals of the civil disobedience at the coal port. She expresses deep fear for her future due to government inaction on climate change.
I have Grace Goldman here from Youth Rising, which is a group of young people based in Newcastle, but she's going to tell us a bit more about it. So tell us why you're here, Grace.
I'm here because, quite frankly, I'm terrified for my future. The government's lack of positive action on climate change is threatening our lives and threatening, for me, my hometown, which is Newcastle, and that is really scary. So that's why there's so many young people here today, because we're anxious about our futures and we're demanding that our government steps up, takes on their proper duty and protects us. And to do that, we need them to stop approving all new fossil fuel projects and start taxing the fossil fuel profits so we can pay for a just transition in our community.
It's got a big Rising Tide placard here saying 75% tax on profits. It's unthinkable to me at the moment. What do you think about that?
I think it's brilliant. It's the same tax that is in Norway, and they have a completely free education system there. And it's just outrageous. Currently, the Australian government gets 4 times the amount in HECS debt than they do from tax from the fossil fuel companies, which is just shocking. Surely education is the most important thing.
Yeah, well said, because we cry poor all the time. We can't afford housing, we can't afford education, can't even afford hospitals. And we've got all this coal and gas flowing out of the country with practically no profit or tax to us. Well, I'm all for shutting it down completely. But in the meantime, is that the way to phase it out, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's exactly the way. We just need no new fossil fuel projects, and we need to start taxing these big corporations so we can pay for a just transition, because workers' rights are our priority. We don't want people losing their livelihoods and their jobs.
You and your friends talk about this a lot. It's obviously a live issue if you're in a group called Youth Rising. A lot of people I know are quite turned off by climate change. They just say, too hard, too late.
Yeah, I think it's just such a pressing issue for young people that it does come up a lot. It is our futures. And so, yeah, these are big issues. I wish we didn't have to think about them as young people, but they are on the forefront of our minds and they keep us up at night. So we do have to talk about them.
Well, what sort of action does Youth Rising take? You know, how do you interact with parliamentarians or citizens or who?
We take a myriad of non-violent action. That's key to our group. We're a diverse group of people, and peaceful protest is at the core of all our actions. What we do changes based on who's in the group and what we want to do, and it's all youth-led. And our main goal is we just want our government to meet our demand and stop all new fossil fuel projects.
I saw some terrific Rising Tide protests in the media over the year, and there was a cyclone called Cyclone Alfred, and some of the Rising Tide people just bailed up the treasurer. You know, and he was just giving a public talk saying he was giving $1.2 billion to repair the damage of Cyclone Alfred, which came further south this year. We've never had cyclones as that far south. So there's a new pattern. But $1.2 billion, I don't think the public realises we're paying for that. The fossil fuel companies are not paying for that.
Yeah, it's outrageous. This is why we need to tax those big fossil fuel corporations, because like they need to pay for the damage they've caused. They have spent a century causing damage, and islands are going underwater. Our home is having cyclones rampage through it. We need the fossil fuel companies to be paying their fair share of tax so we can pay for the damages.
The last question is, a few years ago, the office of Susan Ley was daubed in paint. I remember covering this story. Huge signs. People attached themselves with glue as well. And the sign said, duty of care, because Susan Ley was the environment minister and she'd taken some children to court. They'd won a court decision saying that, yes, the environment minister does have a duty of care. And she took them to a higher court and she won in order to say that she doesn't have a duty of care. What's wrong, do you think, with the disconnect between politicians? They've all got children. They've all got nieces and nephews. They must know young people. What's wrong, do you think, with the disconnect between people in power and ourselves?
Yeah, it's really scary because they do have a duty of care. It's their job as elected parliamentarians to care for their people and speak up about issues that are affecting all of us. What is so terrifying as young people is we have the least say. We can't vote, but these decisions affect us the most. This is similar as what the Torres Strait has happened there. People have taken the big issue to court, and again, it's been put down, and our government apparently does not have a duty of care. I think people need to think about what the key to democracy is, and that these elected officials are supposed to represent us and protect us. That is the key to living in a democratic country. And so it is their duty of care.
You say you don't have a vote, neither do all the species. We had the bushfires, you saw billions of animals wiped out. Terrible sights. None of that biodiversity has a voice. Young people don't have a voice. How can we get through? Do you try media? Do you try street theatre? Do you try, like, it's got to kind of cut through in a dramatic way.
Yeah, I think it has to cut through in every way. Everybody has their different talents and we need all those talents to be brought to the cause. People cooking in kitchens, that is fighting for climate justice. People protesting in the street, people getting arrested. You can fight for climate justice in a million ways. You've just got to bring what you have, and there's always a space for everybody.
Thank you very much. That was Grace Goldman here at Rising Tide, and we're just seeing the Extinction Rebellion Red Rebels walking past very slowly.
Thank you to Vivian Langford for getting to Moolubimba or Newcastle last November for that interview. In response to climate anxiety, decades of mental health research indicate that actively seeking and engaging in solutions to address global heating can support the psychological health of children, adolescents, and adults. And the reference for that research is in our show notes on the Earth Matters homepage. Now for some sounds, like the chants and the police megaphone and the voices that will take you there to the blockade. The soundscape Vivian Langford recorded as she hurries down the beach to see what the commotion up the other end is about and why tugboats are coming back into the harbour.
I'm racing down towards the beach. The shout has gone out. If you want to see a tsunami happening, it's happening right now. A lot of police in their boats converging around the yellow buoys, which is the line, and Rising Tide people, I think, going out over that line.
My name is Senior Constable Apple, Warratah Police Station. I am an authorised officer under the Marine Safety Act. I'm your warning you that there is an exclusion zone in effect beyond the yellow marked buoys. You may be committing an offence pursuant to Section 18B of the Act if you proceed past the marked buoys.
Can you say what's happening?
Yellow marker boys there, and they've broken where they should have been.
Yeah, that's right. But where's the coal ship?
Well, the tugs are there. They must be waiting to come in or bring it in, or maybe it's coming from that end.
Okay, thank you.
Stop the ship! We don't want a broken lift! Do you want to comment what's happening?
Well, it's very exciting. There's thousands of people here on the beach, and the kayaks have gone out past the exclusion zone to stop the coal boats.
There's about a dozen police in a very big black Zodiac going out towards where a couple of little boats, I can see about five little boats, into the big channel.
Get out on the water.
Yeah, are you good? Good on you.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Thousands of people along this little bit of Newcastle Beach, one kayak with Scientist Rebellion on it. A lot of climate defenders and also police liaison people and legal observers. Rising tide t-shirts.
Stop the coal! Stop the ship! We say no apocalypse!
Rising tide! Rising tide! Rising tide! Rising tide! Rising tide!
I see the tugboats coming in to the harbour, but no ship coming in. Maybe this one coming out.
The tugboats are going home. The ship duck turned around.
Yeah, look, there's the tugboats. They're coming in. They were out there waiting, and once they come in, the boat's gone. I know their movements. So because of this, we've done it. We stopped this.
We are the people. We won't be silent. Stop the coal now, 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 now. We are the people. We won't be silent. Stop the coal now, 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 now.
We have turned the coal ship around. And courageous protesters have taken the channel. They have turned around the wrecked coal ship.
People.
Stop the coal, block the ship.
We say no apocalypse.
Stop the coal, block the ship.
We say no apocalypse.
I'm on the beach here. The police are warning people not to go past the yellow marker buoys, but I've got some people here in kayaks who are probably determined to go out there later on. One group is older people rising.
Older, bolder and?
Stopping coal.
Not that we don't like coal. We love coal. Just keep it in the ground. Look, we're just here in support of all these good-natured, caring people. We want to tell them that we're with them. They want to build a better world and we totally support them.
Younger people are telling me they're really terrified of the future, and for us older people, well, you know, the future's probably quite okay, but we wouldn't be having to face 3 degrees of warming.
Yeah, I have a daughter who is very frightened of the future, but she's also hopeful that if people get together, that they can change the future for a world where people in this hunter have real jobs beyond 10 years and there's a community that's still alive after the coal goes.
Have you been part of this for a while? Have you seen sort of like a slow writing on the wall for coal?
I've been involved. I don't know if it's 10 years or whatever. Just going out, what I am noticing is just the aggressiveness of the police. It's never been like this, you know, taking away the speakers, taking away people's paddles and then saying they rescue them. It's just not a good police. Like, we're supposed to be collaborating with police to keep our community safe, but they're not actually keeping us safe.
That's right. I've noticed a lot of people being very nice to the police, just being exactly observing what they're meant to do. But there's a great big boat out there on the harbour. It looks like not a dreadnought, but it's a biggish police boat, much bigger than last year. And I was coming to a press conference and then I found it was cancelled because they took away the megaphones. How ridiculous.
Totally. It's just very sad. We're in a democracy, but for some reason we can't speak. I could speak to you, yeah.
Speak to the audience. Yeah. No, you speak to the audience. Tell them what you want to happen.
To reach out and care for each other, whatever your views are, just make sure the people around you are okay, and let's build a world together.
You're listening to Earth Matters, broadcast nationally across this continent via the Community Radio Network.
The fervour of us climate defenders comes from the context of the Albanese government approving more and more new coal mines and coal mine extensions, even though the emissions from the coal burnt will make climate impacts like heatwave, fires and flooding even worse. Reading from the Australia Institute's Coal Mine Tracker, there can be no new coal mines if we are to avoid dangerous climate change. Yet since May 2022, the Federal Environment Minister has approved 11 new coal mines or expansions. Australia is the third largest exporter of fossil fuels in the world. Instead of closing coal mines, the federal government is looking to open more. There are 29 additional proposals for new or expanded coal mines currently waiting for federal government approval. Approving 11 new coal mines goes against our climate goals. Approving 40 new coal mines and the 13.9 billion tons of emissions they would cause is incompatible with limiting dangerous climate change. If approved, the lifetime emissions from these mines would be equivalent to keeping all of Australia's coal-fired power stations operating for an additional 100 years. The Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, could say no to these projects. And there is a place at the Australia Institute Mine Tracker site where you can add your name to a petition asking Murray Watt to stop approving new coal mines. Later, I caught up with Daisy Nutty, who was back in Lismore after being at the People's Blockade of the coal port in Moolabimba, or Newcastle as it's also known. I'm here at the weekly Palestine Vigil down in the CBD of Lismore to find somebody who's come back from the blockade at Moolabimba. Daisy Nutty, tell me.
Yeah. Hello, Daisy Nutty here. Yeah, I went there representing a community of people that want to end coal with the Rising Tide amazing crew. This is the third year I've attended this protestival. It was beautiful watching it grow, watching the marquees go up and all the tents pop up and their kitchen team coming in, and I was part of the waste team sorting out the recycling and the compost. Yeah, so, you know, a really beautiful vibe on the campsite. The Knitting Nanas were there. We had the Queer Caucus. We had the People of Colour Caucus and a yarning tent. There's a lot of Indigenous families there. One of the highlights for me there was seeing Garigula singing. I love the work, and Uncle Adrian was there with his family telling people about the sacred springs that are being poisoned by the Adani mine. So yeah, it was beautiful seeing people getting out on the water on the canoes. I had a paddle myself with we had a Palestine action where we all paddled out with our Palestine flags. Sent a lot of love over to the people of Gaza to try and end this genocide. There was at least three coal ships blocked this year by the Rising Tide team, and the Greenpeace got involved and they were amazing. So that's where we're at, you know, all these groups that have got all these skills collaborating to end the coal. They did a big 78% people sign on the beach, and that was because that's what they're doing. They're taxing coal by 78% in other countries, and that's what we're asking for here. And enter coal by 2030, taxing it by 78%, and a just transition for everyone's jobs.
Can I just ask, you know, how many decades have you been on this track of trying to do something about the climate challenge?
Well, not as long as you'd think. I mean, I always thought there was something wrong with everything in life, but I kind of didn't know there was anything I could do. So I only really got involved in 2019 when Extinction Rebellion floated my boat. And then through that, I got involved with other activism projects like Blockade Australia, Fireproof Australia, and then like the local and forest actions, the housing crisis stuff in Lismore, obviously post-flood. Now, you know, a big part of Palestine Action Northern Rivers and Palestine Action, you know, globally. We've got to shut down these weapons factories as well as the fossil fuels. They're actually trying to transition Newcastle from coal to nuclear and promote it as a place where military submarines can be held and weapons can be trafficked. So, you know, that is not the just transition we want. We want the just transition to renewables. That's where the jobs are, and that's where we should be putting our time and efforts and infrastructure. So, yeah. It's a great crew, Rising Tide are amazing to work with. I'll be there again next year. There's lots of more things coming up. We have to end coal and gas.
Thank you so much, Daisy, but I want to just ask you one more thing.
Go on.
Remember back to the time. What happy memory, what really peak moment comes to mind and a really good moment for you?
Yeah, so I feel like when we're all on the water in our tiny little canoes with the big warship-looking thing that the police were in to use to surveil us, and then everyone had their Palestine flags flying and we were all saying, free, free Palestine. That was a beautiful moment, yeah.
You see, it is all mixed up, the military-industrial complex
exactly.
And fossil fuels.
Yeah, it's the same bunch of billionaires, basically, that are sitting around the table and playing golf with each other and just, you know, slicing up the planet into commodities. And it's got to be stopped. Yeah. Yeah, so one of my, as well as Gridula, one of my favourite highlights. And Dobby was there, and I've seen Dobby before, but I was really close to the front and just had a really beautiful connecting moment when we're singing, no justice and no peace. They both said, I can't breathe. And it just felt so moving, and everyone was joining in, and we were surrounded by all these cops that are basically corporate bouncers protecting the fossil fuel industry and the billionaires, and not protecting the people that care about the planet and the land. So that was another beautiful highlight. And also, I just forgot to tell you about the beautiful people at the Bake Off in the chai tent who raised $8,000 for Palestine by selling these beautiful vegan cakes all week. And I tried quite a few of them and they were lovely.
Mmm, that sounds delicious. Thank you so much, Daisy.
No worries.
Anything else?
Get involved with your local crew, everybody. We need all of us out on the streets. We've got to escalate. And, this planet is still savable. And we can end genocide, ecocide, logging, transphobia, and have the planet that we deserve, not what the billionaires have taken from us. So earth care, not warfare. Take the planet back from the billionaires. I'd also like to say always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
I'm here with Daisy Nutty at the Lismore Save Gas Rally. She's waving her flag, which is a beautiful combination of an Aboriginal flag and a Gaza flag.
Yeah.
And Daisy, you've been telling me a little bit about the blockade. Was it solely focused on kayaks getting into the water in front of coal ships, or was some other stuff happening?
No, we had lots of Skillshare, and I really found there was a beautiful lady called Mary that was sharing how to de-escalate, because there was some expectation that the right-wing Australia Nazi group might come to the camp, because somehow they've found that they've set us up as their enemies or something. So we were expecting a Nazi raid, so we all were ready to de-escalate for that. So that was a good workshop. Also, my friend Andrew George and Tim Hollow did a workshop about thinking about the future, and talking about binding people's assemblies and how we could self-organise and take the planet back that we need. Also, I know there was workshops going on, like in the queer space, about being, you know, transgender issues, and about food and water security. And there was like lots of different stalls there. The Greens were there. There was House You, which is my beautiful friend and their crew. And they were talking about the housing crisis and how everyone deserves a house. There was the Palestine Action stall as well, the Knitting Nanas, the Socialist Alliance. And they were putting on some talks on about capitalism and how that's all intertwined with the weapons industry, the fossil fuel industry, you know, the cost of living, the housing crisis, all interconnected, and all these people that care about the planet and each other, even people from other countries, and how we could do much better as human beings. So there was a lot of that going on, and there's going to be more workshops and gatherings next year. Look out for that, for Rising Tide. Also, other groups are going to be organising. This is a good time of year to go over to La Truita, so-called Tasmania, and defend those trees over there. There's a Converge with the Bob Brown Foundation. I've got good friends with them. I'll be helping with organise for Wadanangu this year, which is Garigula and Uncle Adrian and crew's family trying to protect the sacred springs and get rid of the Adani mine. They've been doing that. This has been the fifth year now. They've been occupying their stolen land, reoccupying, and it's beautiful, usually around August. Yeah, so get yourself out there. You know, there's things we could do. End the genocide, end the ecocide. Take this planet back.
Daisy Nutty, thanks so much for talking with Earth Matters while waving your flag there.
No worries. Thank you, darling. Lovely to see you.
That was Daisy Nutty, emphasising the interconnected systems, how the fossil fuel industry is intertwined with the military-industrial complex, capitalism, the housing crisis, and weapons trafficking, all driven by a bunch of billionaires. Well, if you take a look at the Rising Tide website at risingtide.org.au, there's everything you need to participate, of how to join your local group, find out what's next, all about the last people's blockade. It's time to escalate the defence of our climate. Time is short and the stakes could not be higher. Australia's fossil fuel addiction is driving the world to the brink. We need to step up our defence of the climate by joining together to take mass direct action against the threat to our future. Their mission, to build a powerful, non-violent movement to stop coal and gas corporations from destroying our planet, ignited by a landmark struggle at the world's largest coal port. Australia is one of the world's largest exporters of coal and gas. The emissions from these exports dwarf our domestic climate pollution. The Port of Newcastle is the biggest coal port in the world and Australia's single largest contributor to the climate crisis. Humanity stands at a crossroads. Scientists are warning that the next few years will determine the future for all life on Earth. We're close to catastrophic climate tipping points and we must urgently decarbonise if we are to prevent this and embrace the massive benefits and opportunities offered by this transformation. It's a great read. That's from the Rising Tide webpage at risingtide.org.au. It's got a Find Out What's Next button and a place where you can sign up to stay in touch with the group.
You've been listening to Earth Matters, Community Radio's National Environment Justice Program. If you missed any of today's show, you can find our podcasts at 3cr.org.au/Earth Matters. Or if you're listening via iTunes or any other podcasting service, why not rate us and leave us a review and help spread the word. Earth Matters would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for their financial support and the Community Radio Network for getting the program out to you. Earth Matters is produced in the studios of 3CR. On Wurundjeri country. If you'd like to get in contact, you can send us an email at earthmatters3cr@gmail.com or go to our Facebook page.